Still looks a little picky. My brother did this morning.
Did he?
He didn't sick a week.
That was one of my mother's expressions. All right.
What are those questions talk about? They change the subject.
They do, don't they? Okay. What do you call a person who can lift heavy weights?
Weightlifter.
Who is robust and healthy? What do you call him?
Husky.
All right. If he's if a person is never sick, you say he is
healthy
and
strong.
All right. If a man is big and he's well built, you'll say he's big and
stout.
All right. You can smoke or drink that, but I find it too
harmful.
All right. When you spoke of old butter, now you mentioned it was getting
rancid.
Before it got rancid, it got what?
Strong.
All right. How about a man who was overweight but very strong? Would you call him
weak? What?
Overweight but very strong.
Oh.
How would you? He's
husky.
All right. Would you ever use stout in referring to butter turning bad?
Be strong.
Okay.
Be stout, I guess.
All right. When you use the word common about a person, what does it mean?
It's just everyday, medium, you know.
Okay. If you said that girl is very common, what would you mean?
Well, I don't know what I mean.
Would it be a nice thing to say? She's
well,
very common.
It's well, I guess you could use it two different ways. That she was very common, that means she was plain and not very stylish.
And the other
probably
way would be?
Something common, like if you used orange every day, and if everybody did, that'd just be common.
But you wouldn't use it to mean she's trashy. She's common.
It might be that.
Would you ever use it in a complimentary sense? That first is almost complimentary. She's common. She's ordinary. She's like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
That's more complimentary than the other one, anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
All right. If an old man is still very strong and active and doesn't show his age, you say he's still quite
active.
Or instead of active, he might be
lively, spry.
If it's a young person you're talking about, one that's always moving around, always on the go, you say he's very
All right.
Any other funny terms you might use for that?
Spry.
Spry or
quick.
Quick or
lively.
All right. Of children, what would you say if they're jumping all over the place? You say they're
active.
Active. Would you ever say feisty?
Mm-mm.
Would you ever say pert? Or
perk.
Mm-hmm. Pert.
Pert. Yeah.
Would you ever say peppy?
No.
Chipper? I don't want to go upstairs in the dark. I'm
scared of the dark.
Another word for scared.
Afraid.
A person who gets afraid easily is a kind of
scary.
All right. A place like a dark road alongside a graveyard is?
Is a lane or dark.
Okay. I don't understand why she's afraid. She
doesn't seem to be.
Or if she was once, and if she wasn't once and she is now, what would you say? I don't understand why she's afraid. She
didn't look it.
Or she didn't.
She didn't act like she was.
Or she didn't.
She didn't seem like she was.
All right, but if once upon a time she was, and I say, I don't understand why she's afraid, she didn't.
Used to be.
Okay. Somebody who leaves a lot of money on the table and the door unlocked, you'd say he's mighty
foolish
or
careless.
All right. Nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of